This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now let me take you through that sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow his sunnah. How can I pray for those who've wronged me when I feel no one has really wronged me? So Allah says, wait, we're going to create someone who's going to wrong you. Do something wrong. Then we're going to just watch. Do you react how the Prophet ﷺ reacted, or do you do your own thing? If you decide I'm going to take a page from the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, first thing you do, alhamdulillah. Then you pray for them. Oh Allah, guide these people. Oh Allah, soften their hearts. That's not easy. Imagine the Prophet ﷺ was praying for Abu Jahl. He was an enemy. And he was praying for Umar ibn al-Khattab. He says, oh Allah, soften the hearts of at least one of these two and bring them to Islam, so that at least the strength that they have, they can use it towards the deen. How many of us would ever pray those type of prayers for our enemies? And then we claim to be solid followers, you know? Subhanallah. Who are you? Well, I'm on the sunnah. Wait, relax. The sunnah is so broad that only a prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could actually fulfill all of it. We can only fulfill pockets of it as best as we can. May Allah strengthen us.